Welcome in to a Wednesday edition of the Bruce Hooley Show. Glad to have you along. Just to FYI, inside the house, Jeff, I don't hear anything in my headphones, so I don't know what's going on, if I got the wrong button pressed or whatever, but we're glad to have you with us, and we appreciate you joining us today. Unfortunately, I don't have very good news for you at the top of the show, because what I have... Hold on 1 second, Jeff, I think I figured it out. I don't have very good news for you at the top of the show today, and the news that I have for you that is not good, we will discuss with Gary Klick, state representative who is the driving force behind, along with Jenna Powell, the SAFE Act, which prohibits transgender surgeries for minors and blocks doctors from prescribing puberty blockers for minors. That law, which was scheduled to go into effect 1 week from today, now will not go into effect 1 week from today because of an activist judge. And I wish I could tell you that it was a Democratic activist judge, but it is not. But it is not a good judge. It is Franklin County Common Pleas Court Judge Michael Holbrook. Michael Holbrook, you might remember, was the judge who presided over the William Huzel trial, who the attorney for William Huzel, Jose Baez, tried to get dismissed from the case. Why did Jose Baez file that paperwork? Because... if you can believe it, and you should believe it because it's true, even though it's incredible, in chambers during that trial, Michael Holbrook, who's supposed to be an objective observer of the facts and somebody who doesn't take an opinion, referred to the people who died under the care of William Huzel as not patients but victims, and who jokingly referred in chambers to Dr. Huzel, who was acquitted, by the way, correctly, he referred to him as the killer, Dr. Huzel. So this is who Michael Holbrook is. Every time he has won re-election, he has won it by a thinner margin, including his last time when he won it by such a thin margin that he had to be declared the winner by a recount because the vote margin on the night of the election was less than 300 votes. So here is... just like with the case of the six-week heartbeat bill in Ohio, which was enacted into law by the Ohio General Assembly, the way that we're supposed to go about doing things in government is that if you want something passed into law, you take it to the General Assembly, it goes through, it has a reading, multiple readings, it's voted on by the representatives who are the duly elected reps of the people of the state of Ohio, and then it becomes a law. And then the judiciary can rule on the constitutionality of the law, but it is extremely rare for something that has been enacted into law by the will of the people to be ruled unconstitutional. But that is what Michael Holbrook has done here, because he says the SAFE Act, which prohibits transgender surgeries, and the Save Women's Sports Act, which keeps boys from playing girls' sports, are in the same law. And he says that Ohio's Constitution has a single, you know, kind of a, you can only do one thing in one law. This is not something that the people who put this bill through the General Assembly were unaware of. This is something that they obviously felt like they had the legal standing to pass, because if they didn't have the legal standing to pass it, they would have separated the two. But here we go again with a law enacted by the state of the, by the people of the state of Ohio through their elected representatives for the good of the citizenry of Ohio. And I know there'll be a freak faction out there who's either misled or has more nefarious goals in mind, who claim that this law protecting kids from their worst inclinations in their completely as yet not fully developed brains, and your brain does not fully develop until age 25. This is a mental illness. It is a sickness. It is a tragedy when a young person thinks they are a different sex than the sex that they are born. But we refuse to learn the lesson from Europe. We refuse to learn the lesson that waiting this out, treating these kids with love, kindness, compassion, but not just affirming what they want to happen, We refuse to learn a lesson from countries in Europe who tried this before us and have had disastrous results with it. And my heart just breaks for these kids, and then my anger ratchets up when I think of organizations like Equality Ohio, American Civil Liberties Union, Kaleidoscope Youth Center, which are actively engaging and drawing more kids into this demonic evil that will ruin their lives. And it disgusts me. It absolutely disgusts me that an elected member of the judiciary in Franklin County, Michael Holbrook, would play into this. So I'm going to ask you to do what I'm going to do, which is I'm going to call Michael Holbrook's office and I'm going to tell him what I think of this abysmal ruling. His number in his courtroom is 614-525-3664. 614-525-3664. Don't be profane. You don't even have to be disrespectful. You can just call and tell him you think this is a horrific ruling. I wish you could vote him out of office, but you can't because he's locked into his office until age 70 when he will be forced to retire. And I would say that the bench in Franklin County would be the better off for his retirement. But I know that he'll be replaced by a Democrat who would have ruled the exact same way. So what was the difference? What is the difference? If we have a so-called Republican judge who won't rule with common sense, who won't pay attention to the science, who won't follow the will of the people, we have no real alternative here in Columbus, because when you elect a representative, when you elect a, in this case, a judge, and the judge acts like a Democrat, we have very little recourse. And it's a depressing thing. I feel terrible for these kids who legislators like Jenna Powell and Gary Click did their absolute best to protect. Our weaselly, missing in action governor, of course, you will remember, vetoed this bill. And it was only through the courage and the sense of doing what is right, not what is convenient, but what is right, did the legislators overrule Mike DeWine's verdict. And now they're being delayed by one activist judge, Michael Holbrook. Call his office. Tell him what you think of this ruling. 614-525-3664. 614-525-3664. Attorney General Dave Yost said, "We will fight vigorously to defend this properly enacted statute, which protects our children from irrevocable adult decisions. I am confident this law will be upheld." It's easy to think this is just theory, but it's not just theory. This is impacting real lives right here in Central Ohio. Yesterday, after the show ended, I came across this story regarding a lawsuit against Hilliard City Schools. 9 Hilliard parents say school officials treated one of their children as a member of the opposite sex without parental dissent, without parental consent, rather, after the teachers at the school, think of how outrageous this is, the teachers at the school diagnosed the student with gender dysphoria. This lawsuit's filed in the U.S. District Court in the Southern District of Ohio. The teachers then went on to deceive the student's parents by, when they referred to the student to the parents, referring to the student by their correct biological sex and correct name. But at school, the kid had a secret identity foisted upon them by the teachers. I'll say this. I know some really good teachers in the Hilliard District. Really good teachers in the Hilliard District who would not be a party to this. Really good teachers who really care about their kids. But the teachers who did this should be fired, should be prosecuted, and should be jailed. What happened to the kid? Their condition spiraled out of control, and they attempted suicide. Here's what the lawsuit says. The district's acts were reckless because district officials are not qualified and are specifically denied the right to make diagnosis and treat decisions and treatment decisions for someone else's child. Hilliard Superintendent Dave Stewart defends the actions of his teachers on this. He wants the lawsuit dismissed. I hope it isn't, and I hope they take millions out of your pocket. millions. I hope this makes you hurt so bad in the Hilliard District. Because the teachers I know are probably insulated from that, I certainly hope. But I hope this sends such a message to the Hilliard District and other districts around the state of Ohio that this will not be tolerated. This is despicable. Teachers who would assert their own phony authority over a child, elevating it above the authority of a parent. Except in cases of abuse, this is always wrong. You might have heard there's a little bit of a fascination on the Democratic side of the aisle with January the 6th. Insurrection, insurrection, insurrection. Donald Trump being the supposed fomenter of such activity in Washington, D.C., and you've heard it portrayed and misportrayed. Oh, the police officers who were killed on that date, zero. Nevertheless, January 6th is a very important pillar in the Democratic attempt to keep Donald Trump from getting back into the White House. So it is with much chagrin that Democrats yesterday weighed the tone of some Supreme Court justices' questioning of the U.S. Solicitor General, that is an attorney for the Department of Justice, in front of the Supreme Court as it pertains to a charge levied against many of the January 6th protesters that, I'll just let Neil Gorsuch, one of the justices appointed by President Trump, extrapolate out. If you're going to prosecute January 6th protesters for their actions on January the 6th, then why are you not applying the obstruction of justice charge in the same way to other scenarios as outlined by Justice Gorsuch here?
Would a sit-in that disrupts a trial or access to a federal courthouse qualify? Would a heckler in today's audience qualify or at the State of the Union address? Would pulling a fire alarm before a vote qualify?
That's a shot at Jamal Bowman right there, pulling a firearm alarm before a vote. Now, they didn't bring up the protests across the street from the Supreme Court. They didn't bring up Chuck Schumer saying that Gorsuch and Barrett and Kavanaugh would reap the whirlwind of their actions if they dared to overturn the Roe versus Wade decision. But there are ample examples throughout the country, the mostly peaceful protests, of things that causes supported by Democrats engage in, that causes Democrats would like to do away with, election integrity, all those kinds of things, that could fall under the same umbrella if, and I wonder about this, if we still have equal justice under the law. I mean, Donald Trump is in a New York courtroom today because he supposedly entered hush money payments to Stormy Daniels in the wrong box when it came to bookkeeping prior to the 2016 election. Is that a felony? No. It's a misdemeanor. Did the statute of limitations on it expire? Yes. Was it revived and refabricated and remanufactured into something that it was not by Alvin Bragg to bring it to court and hopefully pin a felony conviction on Trump so that it would impact the 2024 election? Yes. Is that equal justice under the law? No, but they're doing it. So this is going to be very, very interesting, because if this defendant in front of the Supreme Court, who is protesting the application of the obstruction of justice charge to his case, if he wins, and the ruling will come in July, then a bunch of January 6th protesters are going to get out of jail, and a bunch of January 6th protesters are going to have their charges dismissed. And this will be yet another instance of where Democrats have set a trap for Donald Trump and for Donald Trump's supporters And ultimately, the trap, as it was set, will be proven to be a violation of the standards of jurisprudence in the United States of America. Will Trump get off in New York City? I don't know. They picked like five jurors yesterday. But Trump does have an unlikely supporter who shares his opinion of the impropriety of this case against him. Now, you well know that Bill Barr, the attorney general under Donald Trump, who resigned after January the 6th and who has said a lot of things that were super duper critical of Donald Trump. You know, Bill Barr and Donald Trump are not buddies. OK, Trump has said some very denigrating things about Bill Barr. But here's Bill Barr on Fox this morning talking about the Trump trial and whether or not the Trump trial is a fair trial or whether the Trump trial is, politically motivated.
Well, I've said from the beginning, this case is an abomination. You know, it's obviously political. 7 years after he pays hush money to try to come up with this case. It's also, as you say, it's not only far-fetched, they're trying to predicate it on a federal crime, which wasn't prosecuted, and they're wrong about it. This was not a campaign contribution. They're just wrong on the law. But to me, this shows that the real threat to liberty, the real threat to our system, are the excesses of the progressive left. They're perverting the system of justice, and you know that's where the danger lies, the corruption and subversion of our institutions by the left.
He's absolutely right about that, 100%. And I always say Democrats are always doing what they accuse you of doing. So when Joe Biden rails against MAGA extremists, no one has ever been more extreme. No one has ever employed the levers of government to persecute their political enemies and to silence people who have the constitutional right to voice dissent. No one has ever done that more than Joe Biden. No one. The fact that his own son will not comply with a congressional subpoena, the fact that Biden himself will not comply with a congressional subpoena, is proof of the lawlessness in their family and in their administration. Other proof, Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas has been impeached. You may not like it. I'm sure, in fact, you don't like it if you're in the Biden administration cabinet, that one of your cabinet officials has been impeached. But he's been impeached according to the procedures and the standards that have been in place since our country was founded. And now that matter is before the Senate, and they are compelled by the Constitution, if they followed it, to hold a hearing on Alejandro Mayorkas and to try him on the articles of impeachment forwarded to the Senate from the House. Is that taking place? No. Will it take place? We don't know. But it's been delayed by a week because Democrats don't want to follow the Constitution. They don't want the charges against Mayorkas given a fair or even a public hearing because they know how poorly it will reflect on the job he's done at the border and the job he's been directed to do on the border by Joe Biden. Again, no equal justice under the law.